This is Belle speaking, and today I am recording one of the Sober audio podcasts, but I have a special guest. On the line with me, I have Team 100 member Lex. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
And you are. And Lex, I have invited you to be on the podcast because you have a unique story about your sobriety that isn't exactly the same as mine, and so I don't always have the right advice for you. But you're going through something a little bit different than I went through, but I think there's lots of people in Team 100 who would be similar to you. Tell me, what is it about you that makes you unique, and why have I invited you to tell your story today?
I guess, first of all, I have been struggling for the past, I'm thinking it's like 4 months ago.
Okay.
But really, I'm only on day 27, and what is unique about my situation is that I also have a spouse that is dealing with alcoholism, and actually, he's not dealing with it. He's just not dealing with it.
Okay.
So I'm living in a sober world with an alcoholic.
Right. And there's lots of people who think, oh, if I had a sober partner, it would be better. If I was single, it would be better. If I was married, it would be better. Nobody says, if my partner drank too much, it would be better.
No, nobody says that.
Funnily enough, and there you are living it. Now tell me, how many kids do you have at home with you?
I have 3 daughters with me at home under the age of 6.
3 under the age of 6, okay. And how long have you been married?
I have been married for 7 years.
Okay. So I will assume that when you met him, you were both partiers, and that was fine.
Oh, yeah. For like 4 years prior to marriage and children. Yes, it was fine. We actually met at a bar.
Right. Okay. But this isn't, I don't think this in itself is uncommon.
Right.
Couples meet with things in common, and then over time, one or both of them evolves and changes. In your case, we'll argue that you're evolving for the better. For the good of you.
Right.
What kind of a threat does that make to him when you get sober?
Well, I think definitely he's losing, I mean, I can tell if he fears losing me as his drinking buddy, because it's kind of lonesome drinking alone, which we all know and have done. And two, perhaps maybe